This beautiful yatra, which we began 6 days back, was inaugurated by Radhanath Swami with a very beautiful statement when he said that we have all come to the home of Srila Prabhupada. It's a very profound statement by Prabhupada. Prabhupada does not belong to this world. He belongs to the holy land of Golok Vrindavan. And through him, we have a chance to be in his home, Vrindavan Dham. It is a feeling of great overwhelming emotion to be so close to Govardhan. With every passing day in our life, there is a mountain being created in the heart. We are close to a beautiful mountain, the holiest mountain in the entire creation. With every step in Vrindavan, with every yatra since 1986, with every plate of prasadam which we are honoring in this moment, with every festival we are celebrating in our temples, the mountain of obligation is ever increasing. The mountain of obligation to Srila Prabhupada and his divine followers. But this is not a mountain of burden. It's a beautiful mountain. And as the awareness of the increasing obligation to Srila Prabhupada is coming forth every year, every day, it is deepening our sense of gratitude for what we've been given. Prabhupada not only gave us Vrindavan, that he definitely gave us, but I would say something more important which he gave us was the Vrindavan spirit. And the fact that 4,000 of us are here today with 78 departments working in harmony, in a non-conflicting atmosphere, with courteousness and politeness and love, that to my mind and to my heart is probably the greatest contribution of Srila Prabhupada. The ability for strange people from strange lands and strange cultures, diverse socioeconomic ethnic backgrounds, to still be in one pandal on the same roof with Srila Prabhupada in the center. This is the miracle of Prabhupada, which he is even today manifesting through his entrusted and empowered disciples. And it is this spirit which is so endearing to my heart, and I'm sure to all of your hearts also. Just yesterday I heard a small pastime from one of my friends who stays as my roommate. He was staying last time in Vrindavan in a dharamshala which belonged to a very old lady. They called her Dadiji. She was fortunate because she had seen Prabhupada in Vrindavan. And this boy was sharing these memories. Dadiji was saying that, yes, I know Prabhupada. He would come to my dharamshala many times to beg from my husband. He would come on a cycle, and he would always, this is the point which struck her most about Prabhupada's personality, he was always speaking about Krishna. Once he came tired, he looked exhausted. I said, Swamiji, sit, I will give you some prasad. He took only a glass of water. And she said, Swamiji's body was always satisfied, not with food, but with Krishna. He had so much Krishna with him, he practically didn't need any food. So here we are all feeling greater and greater gratitude for giving us three things: purpose, meaning, and direction to life. I met a nice devotee yesterday. As we were going out of the pandal, I just put my hand around his shoulder. I said, "My dear friend, tell me, tomorrow is Prabhupada Disappearance Day. What is your feelings about Prabhupada Disappearance Day for tomorrow?" He said, "Prabhu, I was a very misdirected person. I was a fallen soul. And Prabhupada gave me a purpose. The purpose for all of us is to develop Krishna Prem. Give us meaning to life, which is to actually achieve self-realization and a proper direction. The lotus feet of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan." So I feel very, very satisfied, extremely satisfied in my life. And I owe this entire obligation of satisfaction and peace with my existence, with my surrounding, with my people, with my life as a whole. This sense of stability and inner satisfaction has come by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And I pray that this mountain of obligation which is mounting every day may spurn me, may invigorate my consciousness to offer at least something in return, something in gratitude at the feet of my spiritual master. Hare Krishna.